Professor Giordano Blasts Democrat Logic, Destroy Democracy to Save It. By Joshua Klein on January 10, 2022. Democrats are using Democrat logic to save democracy through destroying it, warned Nicholas Giordano, a professor of political science and host of the PAS Report. As he accused them of posing a threat to the country's political stability and blasted their use of the January 6 Capitol riot to advance their political agendas. On Sunday, Giordano joined Steve Malzberg on his Eat the Press weekly commentary show to discuss the exploitation of January 6 by Democrats and the dangers to democracy they present. Claiming there's going to be a red wave in the coming November midterms, Giordano warned that Democrats and their enablers in the media were already setting it up where those results should be questioned and challenged. Capitol riot exploitation. Describing it as a slow-motion train wreck, Giordano said that exploitation of the Capitol riot by Democrats for nefarious purposes was bound to occur. Everyone knew that the Democrats were going to take advantage of what took place on January 6, where almost every single Republican and conservative universally condemned what happened, he stated. He also claimed that such exploitation is the impetus of the Justice Department's National Strategy for Countering Domestic Terrorism laid out by U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland in June. They're using it to justify the government and the build-out of their surveillance state, he warned. And when you look at the words that were used when describing January 6, comparing it to 9/11 and Pearl Harbor and the Holocaust, understand that those words were chosen carefully. Claiming it's not like they just slipped and they over-exaggerated, Giordano said, they went through speechwriters, people looked at those speeches, and then they approved them, loaded them onto the teleprompter. And the politicians gave those speeches and it's designed to empower the federal government to target political opposition. That's what we're seeing today, and that's actually the true threat to democracy that we're seeing, he added. In response to U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland saying last week on the eve of the first anniversary of January 6 that the Justice Department remains committed to holding all January 6 perpetrators at any level accountable under law, whether they were present that day or were otherwise criminally responsible for the assault on our democracy, Giordano cautioned that such broad terms could potentially extend to even those who simply question election results. What I find interesting, once again taking it back to the National Strategy for Countering Domestic Terrorism, is if you look on page 10, it says that the narratives questioning the election of 2020, the narratives of January 6, that could lead to incitement. It could lead to incite domestic violent extremists, and therefore you could be declared anti-government, anti-authority, and domestic terrorists, he said. Just look at Merrick Garland and all he's done at the Attorney General's office where he wants to target and threat tag parents that complain at school boards, he added. He wants to target his political opposition. He then highlighted the continued abuses that target citizens, though nobody talks about it. The United States Postal Service has a program called ICOP, Internet Covert Operations Program, that nobody really talks about. But they monitor social media, what Americans are posting on social media, he said. What does mail have to do with what Americans are posting on social media? You, also, have the FBI that has been lambasted over the course of the last 3 years about continually illegally getting information on Americans by accessing the NSA repository for information on Americans, he added. He also criticized Republican silence toward the issue, which he described as really frightening, while calling attention to specific terminology that long predated the event. Sure, they spoke up about the school board meetings, but they don't speak up about this national strategy for countering domestic terrorism, he said. And when we look at the word us, domestic enemies, understand that it was used long before January 6, he added. Speaker Nancy Pelosi used domestic enemies in September of 2020 to describe Republicans and her political opponents. Americans in the crosshairs. In response to the recent recommendation of Representative Benny Thompson, chairman of the Select Committee investigating the January 6 riot, to improve intelligence gathering against potential domestic threats, Giordano warned of Americans being caught in the crosshairs. They want to import the war on terror, the tools that we use in the war on terror, to be used against American citizens, he said. That's what they want to do, and I find it really interesting. claiming we keep on hearing talk about these organizations that are a threat to democracy. He contrasted such groups with how actual known threats are treated. If you look at terrorist organizations like Al-Qaeda and ISIS, if you look at organized crime, the Italian mob or the Mexican cartels, we have entire flowcharts, the command and control structures. Who's in charge of these organizations, and who are the leaders within the organization, he said. You don't see any of that being released by the government concerning these supposed domestic terror threats. He added, noting that the command or control structure as well the operational capability and names of the organizations that they're really talking about are never publicized. You don't see any of that, yet they keep on talking about these organizations that are such a threat to democracy, he said. Well then put out their names, he demanded. What are they capable of? Why are they such a threat? Explain it to us. But they haven't done it, he added. Instead, they use vague terminology. They use these vague threats and they want to make it as open-ended as possible because that's what allows them to target political opponents. Democracy in danger. Giordano also listed several threats to American democracy, arguing that democracy is in danger because we have elected and appointed officials who have no regard for the Constitution or the people they serve. They have no regard and want to just rule by authoritarian decrees bypassing state legislative bodies and Congress, he said. Democracy is in danger when our elected representatives continue to weaponize our institutions and target ordinary Americans, target anyone who dissents from their political narrative. That's where democracy is in danger, he added. He also warned of the danger to democracy when you have a federal agency that can sit there and create a BS investigation into a duly elected president because they don't like him and they wanted to try and take him down. I find that to be a real threat to democracy because that's what they do in banana republics, he added. And this is exactly what we see in third world countries. So that's why democracy is really in danger. He then blasted Democrat logic, which supports destroying democracy in order to save it. If you listen to the Democrat logic, in order to save the republic, in order to save democracy, we must destroy it. We must get rid of the filibuster. We must change the way the Senate operates. We have to change the way elections are held and federalize those elections. We have to add justices to the Supreme Court. We have to disqualify hundreds of Republicans from running for office, he said. Only that, by destroying democracy, can we actually save it, he added. That's the logic they're going by. He concluded by blasting the Biden administration's campaign to purge extremists from the military while calling recent warnings by ex-generals of a potential coup on the horizon another example of how our institutions have been politically weaponized. Not a single general was held accountable for the failures in Afghanistan. Yet they sit there and they want to focus internally on our soldiers who are the most professional people that we actually have in this society, rather than focus on the real threats that exist out there, he said. So it's the same thing that we're seeing in a lot of institutions within government, he added. In October, in light of a Justice Department memo intended to intimidate and silence concerned parents at school board meetings, Giordano pleaded with parents to be courageous and speak out before it'll be too late, while blasting the notion that the National School Board Association, NSBA, could define domestic terrorism. The DOJ memo is an extension of this National Strategy for Countering Domestic Terrorism, where they're using it to target any and all political opponents, it's clear, he said. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.